Utah's last major storm caused tornadoes and flash floods in September.
Low-level moisture, widespread rainfall, and then that system went away and we went back to high pressure and the lack of any significant weather.
National Weather Service hydrologist Brian McInerney says Utah's October was 5.5 degrees hotter than the 30-year average. McInerney expects more of the same, but
it's still not too late that we get going because we're in early November, but every day that we see sunshine, blue skies is enough. Another day of missed precipitation.
Lingering high pressure systems must break to allow moisture from the Pacific. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.